Excuse me.
The color of the paper.
I hope the shears is as good as the printhead. Before we begin, I would like to express my great appreciation to Aryeh Sonnenberg and the shul for making this year possible, and both he and the community and of all of us together should have a shnas brocha, behatzlocha, gemach asima toivah. The court has adjourned. The first hearing has been completed. And in Shamayim, they're waiting to see our next move. It's as if everything is held in abeyance. Everything is waiting to see what is going to happen in the next 10 days. They're waiting for the second hearing, which takes place on Yom Kippur, and then the final seal. Eventually, everything is signed, sealed, and delivered on Hoshana Rabbo, which is the final decision. There's no pushing off the din. It's not as if one can apply to the court, Lahavdil Elef Havdolos, and ask, I'd like an adjournment, I'd like an extension, I'd like a delay. There's no such thing as a delay. The first hearing, V'chol Boya Oilam Oivrim Lefonov Kivnei Moroin, first session, everyone goes through. V'ein Shikcho Lifnei Kisei Kavoidecha, nothing is forgotten. Ato Zoyche Eskol Maise B'nei Adam, everything is brought into account, but nothing is decided. These days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva are called days of Dirshu Hashem B'himotzoi. Search for Hashem, He is to be found. They are days of a golden opportunity. There are never days like this, never, in the whole of the calendar, of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close and so available. And so, you'll see in a second, waiting to hear what we're going to do. I remember in Gateshead, after Mincha, just before Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, so we went up to one of the Rabbeim there. I just happened to go up to him, and he turned around and surprised us and said, and how close do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now that it's about to start Ne'ilah? And he went like this, that close, that close, Ne'ilah. Mishnah Berurah writes that the first, all of really Elul is for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is really all Aseres Yimei Teshuva. Aseres Yimei Teshuva is all for Yom Kippur, and eventually the Chasima is Ne'ilah. It's all waiting to see how is everything going to end. In a normal court of law, let's take that example first, one searches for the best words. You want to make sure that at the second hearing that you have the best defense possible. That's the reason why on the Haftorah, on Shabbos, the Loshon of the Novi is quite specific. The Loshon in Hosea, and the Novi says, Shuvu Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Whew, that's all the way up to the Kisei HaKovri. Ad Hashem Elokecha. That goes all the way. Ki choshalta bavonecha. For you have stumbled in your mistakes. How on earth does a person reach Ad Hashem? How do you reach Ad Hashem Elokecha? From here, they say, until the lowest of all heavens is 500 years. From here to the lowest of the Rakia. And then there are seven Rakias, which is thousands and thousands of years ahead. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad HaKisei. How can one reach that far? Says the Novi, it's not as daunting as you think. Kuchu imochem devorim. Reshuvu el Hashem. What you need is a good lawyer. with good words, who's eloquent, who's articulate, who can put your case well. Kehu, but you're the lawyer. Kehu imochem devorim, speak up. And you know what? Veshuvu el Hashem, you'll reach there, el Hashem. Words count, words get you there. Incredible, no? Just by standing there and talking a certain way, you can sway the court at the second hearing. Kehu imachem, the Navi's telling us, he's not telling us a false message here. Take words and speak up and you'll reach El Hashem. Kol tiso ovein v'kach toiv, and whatever has done been done wrong will be, take something good and you'll reach El Hashem, the power of the spoken word. A person all day long talks, and you think, mazeh, I talk, I speak, and there's really nothing in it. A conversation, everybody talks. But the Pasuk says in Mishlei, which really is the whole direction in speech, matzreif lakesef, v'kul lezov, v'ish lefi mahalaloi. The translation is, if you have silver and it has impurities in it, then you must put it into a furnace. Matzreif, it purifies the silver. V'kul lezov, and you need a furnace for gold. Pure silver, pure gold. The ish, pure man, is lefi mahalaloi, is what he says. There are different rishonim who learn out what the word mahalaloi means. What a person praises, what a person extols, what a person talks about is really what he is. But let's take simple pshat. Ish lefi mahalaloi, lehalel is speech. Mamalel. And therefore, one cannot under any circumstances disregard the power of the spoken word. Ish lefi mahalaloi. What you say is who you are. That is the nature of the whole defense that we're going to present when we come into the court on Yom Kippur. We're going to speak. Of course, there's much more behind it. Much, much more behind it. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, when he talks at the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, explains that the mitzvah of Tshuva is the mitzvah of vidui. But why? Surely the mitzvah tshuva is kabbalah lahavo, changing my direction, regretting my past. Intrinsically, it's what you say. Why? Why is the spoken word so critical when it comes to doing tshuva? Oshavnu bogadnu, achet shechotonu. Why is tefillah? Why did the Navi say kehuim? Surely take your heart and do tshuva. Why kehu imachim devorim? What is there in the words which are so powerful, which will be our defense when it comes to Yom Kippur? We must turn to the famous analysis of the Kuzari. And the Kuzari explains, in the famous distinction, the lowest of all creation is called a doimein, a stone, a rock, sand. Higher is called a tzoimeach, a plant, a tree, a flower. Higher is called a chai, a cow, a bird, a fish. Highest in all of creation is not called a human being. It's called a medaber. Koyach hadibur is the highest koyach. Not your bank account. It's not your yichus. It's not your wardrobe. It's not your kitchen. It's not your car. It's your speech which defines you. Speech defines. Ish lefi mahalaloi. What you say is what you are. The Kuzari goes further. And higher than a regular medaber, hello, how are you, good morning, is mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Much, much higher. That's already devarim sha'im din berumah shel olam. Highest of all words is what you say in prayer. The Briskorov, when he saw that loshen in the Kuzari, learned out as follows. What's the difference between a stone and a tree? Enormous. A tree and a cow? Enormous. One grows, moves. What's the difference between a cow and a human being? Enormous. Said the Briskorov. So it is, there's an enormous difference between regular speech and a speech of a Yisrael, Bein Adam LaMokoy, that is much, much, it's not normal speech. Koyach HaDibur is everything. And that is the reason why the Navi said, Kehu Imochim Devorim B'Shuvu El Hashem. It's the words which you say, because a man is defined, Ish Lefi Mahalaloi. What he says is really the way the court looks to see. You can't stand there and cry on Yom Kippur. You can't stand there and submit a little note saying, "This is." You have to speak. You have to talk. Talking is the koyach al chet shechotonu, oshanu, ato v'chaltonu. You have to speak it out. Koyach adibu is great. Is the greatest point. Therefore, we need a good draftsman. We need an excellent speech writer. We need, when we come in on Yom Kippur, to have the best possible text imaginable. Because otherwise, I might make a mess of it. If I just compose my own words, I might miss things out. I might not say it right. When it comes to Yom Kippur, you must use the text of the most skilled draftsmen in the world. And they were Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were given the most phenomenal task on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They were told, and these are the words at the end of this pasuk, which we just said, Kehu yamachem devorim, v'shuvu el Hashem, u'neshalma farim sefoseinu. And our lips will replace the korbanos, the cows. How can you replace a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, a mokom avavoida, in the courtyard, with a koyein, lifnei Hashem? How can you? And yet the Novi is telling us, it works. Speech in prayer is a replacement for the sacrifices. What are you going to say? The Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Beis, explains in great detail, their greatest skill was their ability to write a text which was valid at the time of the Churban, and think about it, was valid in the medieval times, was valid in the throughout the whole of the history of Klal Yisrael, the times of the Crusades, which was valid in the times of Rashi, which was valid in the times of the European Revolution, was valid in all times and is still valid. But 1 minute, circumstances have changed. Conditions are different. Klal Yisrael face different problems. The words are pure prophecy. Those words written by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah at the time of the Churban will remain valid right until the time of Mashiach. And these are the words of the Chofetz Chaim in Siman Kuf Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, in the Bi'ah Halacha. He's discussing as whether a person can daven in Loshen, in another language. Can you daven in Chinese? Can you daven in English? Can you daven in any language you choose? And the Chofetz Chaim in Bi'ah Halacha explains, you can, but you should be aware of the following point. In Halacha, you can. But this is what the Chofetz Chaim writes. The Gam, Loshon Kodesh, is the Loshon which Hashem used when He created the world. Loshon Kodesh is the language that He spoke to with Nevi'im. And then He carries on. Listen to these words. Keshetiknu Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Nusach HaTfilah. When they prepared for us to say, Uvechein Tein Pachtucho, when they prepared those texts, there were 120 zekenim. Some were not prophets. Zechariah, Malachi, Haggai. They sat down at a convention and they discussed al kol brocho b'tevoiseho. Every word, every letter, every nuance, every explanation, the text carries a phenomenal number of mysterious treasures which we don't know. If you say it in English, you're not going to get there. If you say it in Latin, if you say it in Spanish, it's not going to work. When you say it kilshainon in Hebrew, you don't know. We don't know all the history and the mysteries behind the words of the Siddur. It works. The words get there, and it won't work if you speak in any other language. That's the koyach of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They knew how to replace a korban chatos, how to create a closeness. they were unbelievably gifted. And it's a prophecy, because the words last all the way from when it was written until, says Reb Chaim, until the time of Mashiach. Therefore, when it comes to tshuva, and everybody searches for the best words to find the road back, everybody, no one's a fool on Yom Kippur. Everyone is aware of the hours which are spent. Every minute is precious. Every word, every sentence which is said is Kodesh Kodoshim. Which is the text? What words shall I use? What shall I say? This is the way Anshei Knesset HaGdolah described tshuva. I chose the words of the Bracha, which we say every single day, three times a day. But look carefully, because they gave us, in these words, the whole directory of how to approach what to say, and how to approach Hashem, Beshuvu El Hashem. You can reach Him with these words. This is the essence of it. Aye, we have all the tefillos of Yom Kippur, but tshuva in a microcosm, tshuva in a few phrases, is all in this bracha. So what shall I say? How shall I think? And what should be my response to Hashem when these days are so open? This is what I should be thinking of, and this is what I should say. Firstly, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyrasecho, cause us to return to your Torah. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah saw that the first request you must make is to request to grow in Torah, to find a way in Torah, above all. First line, it's not what I did wrong, it's not that Salach Lono, that's something else, but tshuva essentially is finding a way back into Torah. Now why? Why must I do that? Why did they say, first of all, Hashem, give me the ability to reach you in your Torah, in your code? Why? What's in Torah? David HaMelech in Tehillim, and we say these words every single Shabbos morning. Some people say it more often, but at least on Shabbos morning, listen to the way David HaMelech perceived the creation. In Yud Tes, L'Metzeach Mizman LeDavid, we're asking the question, we're answering the following question. Why Torah? Why did Anshei Knesset HaGdolah tell us to say, I need to grow in your Torah, cause me to return to your Torah? Why? Why will Torah give me my main focus in tshuva? Hashomayim masapim kavoyed keil, u'masa yodov magid horakia. The world is basically divided up into shomayim and what's underneath. The heavens talk of your honor, and the maisa yodov, which is the sky, tells of your actions. Maisa yodov means today's weather. Today's weather. Shomayim is ancient history. That's the word sipur. Magid ha'akia, lahagid, and he would say lahagid lecha mashu, lahagid is current, magid ha'akia. So first of all, he perceived heaven and earth. Yom le'yom, nabi ya'omer, v'layla le'layla, chavadoas. He saw that the world revolves 24 hours on a shift, day to day, night to night. Why did he say yom le'yayla, layla le'yom? Why did he say yom le'yom, and layla le'layla? Mephoshim explained, because David HaMelech knew from the very beginning that when it's light here and day ends here, day begins somewhere else. The scientists were not the first to discover that there's light at the other side of the world. Yom goes into Yom, and Laila goes into Laila. Yechaveh Doas, all have great knowledge. How would you describe the greatest sophistication in the creation? Look how David describes it. Ein oimer, ve'ein dvorim, beli nishma koilom. They are so sophisticated in mechanism, there's no sound, there's no noise. I don't know if you've ever driven a Rolls Royce. If you ever sat in a Rolls Royce, the great luxury of a Rolls Royce is there's no sound. I was once with a friend in a Rolls-Royce, and he turned the engine. He said, "Oh, it's not working. The engine's not working." I said to him, "Maybe it is." He said, "No, it's not working. There's no sound." Eventually he pressed on the gas and we zoomed ahead. He didn't know the engine had gone on already. It was perfectly quiet. In mechanism, what is quiet is perfect. The creation, you don't hear a tree grow. You don't hear the sun move. You hear the rain pitter-patter, but you don't hear the vegetation grow. You hear a bird, you hear a dog, but it's all quiet. That's how David perceived it. V'chol ha'oretz yotza kavon, u'biksei seve mileihem la'shemesh sam'ayel bohen. The sun has no limitations. It stretches from one end of the world to the other. V'chol yotze mu'chol, listen, beautiful that imagery here. The sun comes out like a chosson who's delighted from his chuppah. Yosis kegibah, the blazing sun, logutz oilach. I want to take you somewhere. Look where he takes this, David HaMelech. No one can hide from the sun. Is that the greatest in all creation? Then for some reason, I always had it difficult in this parasha until I asked Rosh Yeshiva Pachad Yitzchok with Jonas and David, Shia Barim, what's going on in this parasha here? All of a sudden, David HaMelech changes his mind and goes right off the topic. He starts talking about Toiras Hashem Temimah, Meshivas Nofesh, Eidus Hashem Nemona, Machkimas Pesi. But he was talking about the creation here. He's talking about the greatest features in the creation. Heaven and earth, day and night, sun, and the power of nature, and everything growing. Higher than all is Toiras Hashem Temimah. In other words, he told me, Rabbi Yonis and David, the most beautiful pshat, the first seven sentences in this chapter are talking about the greatness of nature. Seven is sheva. Sheva is miloshen lahaspia, to make you satisfied. Nature will make you satisfied. Pasuk shmone begins Torah, Torah Hashem Temimah, Machkim Aspesi. Shmona is miloshen shamen. You don't get fat, you don't grow by nature, you just get satisfied by nature. Growth is in Torah. Satisfaction comes from nature. Real growth. Musukim midvash v'noifes tzufim. Torah is the way we're supposed to grow. There's a beautiful story told that they once took Reb Chaim Isaac Grudzinski during Bein Hazmanim to a Polish valley, most magnificent valley, a dacha, and they stood him on top of the valley, all green trees and lush pastures, and they said to him, "Look, Rebbe, look at the greatness and beauty of nature." So evidently he turned around and said, "Mod yafeh, it's very nice, but did you ever see a Talmud Chacham in your life?" It's nice, but growth is Torah. That's where the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah said, Hashiveinu Ovinu L'Sayor Secho. It needs Torah. You don't grow. So tshuva is not just returning back. Tshuva implies also growth and reaching potential. It needs Torah, connection to Torah. Did you ever notice how many times have you said Shema, but without this observation, you'll never get to the real focus of Shema. First line is Emunah, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. What do I do with that Emunah? You must reach Avas Hashem, V'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levav V'chol. What do I do with my Emunah? What do I do with my love of Hashem? Here's the Tachlis. V'hoyu hadavorim ho'eile, says Rashi, Asher anoichim etzavocha ayom alavavecha. The Tachlis of Emunah and Avas Hashem is Torah on the heart. And then you can pass it on. Tshuva means Emunah and Avas Hashem must lead to Torah, growth, understanding, Chochma, Bina, and Das, understanding in Torah. That's really where Tshuva lies. And that's what Shema is telling us here. It doesn't stop at Emunah. Non-Jews stop at the first line. They believe Hashem Echad. All the Arabs do. Avas Hashem is a great acquisition.
But it has to go on. V'hayu hadavoyim ha'ele. Al avavecha Torah and passing it on and a home of Torah. That is the real growth pattern which Shema is showing us here.
The first words that we ask Hashem in Tshuva is this focus of going into Torah, of growing in Torah, of understanding Torah. Let's look at the flip side, the other side. What is the greatest, perhaps, possible mistake which people make in Avelis is Kovod HaTorah, the lack of understanding of what the greatness of Torah is. If David HaMelech perceived that Torah is greater than Shemayim and Oretz and the sun and the moon and vegetation, if that's what David HaMelech perceived, then the greatest zilzul, the greatest abuse, is when a person doesn't realize the greatness of Torah. Look carefully, look carefully. Two of the greatest tragedies, there were many tragedies, but perhaps the greatest tragedies of all in Klal Yisrael, one of the first ones, was the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why did it happen? The Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, Omad Aleph, explains, at the time of the Churban, everybody turned round to the Nevi'im and the Chachomim and said, why did it happen? Alma Ovda Ha'oretz. Why did it happen? What happened that there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash? And no one could answer. And the Gemara explains, Al Sheloi Bilchu Ba'Torah Tchila, that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. 1 minute, asks Rabbeinu Yonah. Daf Nun Pei Aleph, Omad Aleph in Nedarim. Because they never said Birchas HaTorah, there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. It doesn't mean that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. And everybody learned Torah. Everybody was learning Daf HaYoni. Everybody was involved in Torah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Avos Lo Haya Choshuv Be'eineichem. It wasn't important. There wasn't enough kovod for Torah. They knew the value of Torah, but they didn't respect it enough. They didn't give enough derech eretz to a Talmud Chochem. They didn't give enough respect to a Sefer. There was a zilzal when you saw someone sitting and learning. You didn't respect him enough. You didn't recognize this is Torah he's involved with. This is the greatest treasure that we have. Our heirloom is Torah. And that, says the Gemara, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is because the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place Sheloi Bilchu, because they didn't value Torah enough. There was a zilzal in Torah. Kovod HaTorah. 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who were the generation of transmission, Moshe, Yoshua, Zkenim, Nevi'im, Rabbi Akiva, stop. Everything stopped at Rabbi Akiva. He then went south and started again with 5 new Talmidim. He lost 24,000 of his Talmidim. Shelo no'agu kovod zeh lo zeh. There wasn't kovod for Torah. They didn't show enough respect. Whatever that means, they were outstanding Talmidei Chachamim. For that 24,000 yosa'at, does the punishment fit the crime? Kovod HaTorah. There was a shtetl in Poland where the Rav was somebody called Reb Leibish Mintz, who was one of the most famous Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer, who was the Rav of the shtetl. There was no doubt that he was prolific in Torah. He was outstanding in Nigla and in Nista. Some of the people in the community where he was the Rav discovered that he also had knowledge of secular studies. He was very well educated. And they said, he knew Latin, and they said, nah, who needs that sort of rabbi? They were frum people, and they were too frum. And they said, we don't need somebody who talks Latin who knows secular. And they decided to choose another rav in the town, and no one asked Reb Leibish any more questions in halacha. It came eventually to a confrontation when the city, the Polish, the non-Jewish authorities, because there was an epidemic, a plague in the community, they said there must be no public conventions, no public gatherings, because of the likelihood of the epidemic spreading. The Rav of the town was Reb Leibish Mintz. They went and asked him, and the Reb Leibish says, you're quite right, there must be no public gatherings. The
community decided and said, but one second, we have a chasna. No, you must not make a chasna, you must make a very small affair. They didn't like what Reb Leibowitz said, they thought he was siding with the non-Jewish authorities, and they ostracized him even more. And it went on. Eventually, he sat at home and learnt by himself, and no one asked him anything, and he was completely abused in the community. The final showdown came on Rosh Hashanah, when Reb Leibowitz, who was the Rav, went up to the Bima to be the Makri for the Tehiyos on Rosh Hashanah. As he walked up to the Bima, one of the opposition, one of the other side who brought in the other Rav, blocked his way and put his arms out and said, if we need a rabbi to call to the Almighty in Latin, we'll call you. Go back to your place. That's what he said in public. Reb Leibowitz was astonished. He said, what are you talking about? And he rebuked him in the shul. The man turned around and slapped Reb Leibowitz Mintz across the face. A riot developed in the town, and he stayed for about another 4 or 5 days in great, enormous shock. He had to leave the town out of pure busha of being slapped across the face. The name of the shtetl was Auschwitz. From such a town, with such a maisa, with such a zilzul in Kovod HaTorah, came about a place called Auschwitz. And Chazal explained, and the rabbis explained, from that maisa came one of the greatest chulbonos of Klal Yisrael. The first point is the chashivas of Torah, the growth of Torah, the development. My tshuva is in Torah. Recognizing a rav is nothing more than just in the words of the Ran, in the Drosh HaSaran, is like a tzinor from Shamayim. He represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A sefer is words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a husband or a son is learning, he's learning Torah. Torah has to be lifted up in a very high madrega. Now is not the place to go into it, but the Gaon writes in Eben Shleimer that as the time of the Mashiach comes closer, the influence of the Erev Rav will grow and grow much more. How will you notice the Erev Rav, says the Vilna Gaon, through the Koyach of Leit Sonus, their zilzul and their disgust for Torah will grow and grow as Torah grows and grows. Perhaps, I don't know, I'm not any lechocham lo novi, but isn't it interesting how at the time when all over the world, in the beginning of Bein Hazmanim, everybody was screaming out Shema Yisrael at the Siyam HaShas, everybody was celebrating, that week was the time when the Chok Tal ended and the Plesner report came out to say that every single bocher should go and present himself in the army, meaning the power of the Erev Rav to wipe away the koyach of the yeshivas, and the koyach of Torah was growing and growing. Those two happened almost simultaneously at the same time, and it'll grow and grow until the Mashiach comes. The zilzul in Torah from the Erev Rav, from those who have no interest whatsoever in Torah, the umas, the growth of people who learn daf hayomi and the yeshivas, will grow and grow until the conflict will come about. And so says the Gaon in Eben Shleimer. The second point of tshuva, the korveinu malkeinu la'avodasecha, Anshei Knesset HaGdola told us to say of the greatness of service of the king, the avodas hamelech. Perhaps, I don't know if the last words, but one of the last words that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael just before he died is in Parshas Hazinu. After the Shira, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Simu levavachem l'chol hadvorim asher anochi meid bachem. Be careful and pay attention to what I'm telling you. Lishmo v'la'azois es kol divrei ha'toyra ha'azois. Ki loy dovor reik hu mikem. Don't underestimate the nature of the service. It's not empty. Ki hu chayechem. This is your livelihood. Ubadaba hazeh tarichu yomim al adom asher te'omoyim misayavim shomer l'rishto. This is how you will grow. service of the Melech.
There were worlds of Avodas HaMelech. When the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila told us, Korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, it means nothing more than just a chizuk in different levels of Avodah, of how you worship and serve the Almighty. The Avodah of walking into a shul is a world of prayer. When you walk into a shul, there's just one focus. You have friends, you meet people, it's a social place as well. But intrinsically, you walk into a shul, it's a world of prayer. You are coming to talk to the Almighty. There's a beautiful story told of Reb Chaim Greinemann, who was once sitting at a table with his uncle, the Chazon Ish. And he sat quietly, and the Chazon Ish then turned around and said, "How is it at all possible that I can talk to him?" And he was quiet for a few minutes. And then he said, "And he hears me. How can he hear me?" And he was quiet for a few more minutes. And then he said, "And if he thinks what I'm asking is correct, he will grant my request, which is to the best, what he thinks is best for me." Manoira ugodol avoides hatfilah. Most simple, most beautiful story of prayer. When you walk into shul, it's a world of prayer. That's an avoides hamelech. The korveinu malkeinu l'avoides secha, we must be aware of these activities. Take the world of chesed. That's avoides hamelech. I used to teach in a seminary, and in Yerushalayim, in a girls' seminary, and they took the girls on a trip to the gemachim in Rechos Sorotskin in Yerushalayim. Hundreds of gemachim, a gemach for toys, a gemach for prams, a gemach for money, gemachim and gemach. That's an avodas hamelech. Eze mitzioi. All these organizations, the enormous avoda of chesed, that's avodas hamelech. The world of chesed, the world of charity, the world of kindness. It's prolific in Klal Yisrael, the ability to help others. That's avodas hamelech. It's phenomenal in its size, in its importance. Take the avoda of women. What a woman does, a devoted woman for her home, it is the korveinu malkeinu l'avodasecha, her devotion, her care for her family, the way she instills in the child midas ha'emes, midas ha'chesed. It's all avodas hamelech. And we haven't even spoken about the world of koilelim and the world of... These are all avodas hamelech. These are all different activities which are included in the avodas hamelech. Just recently I was teaching in a certain place last year, and a girl came up to me who comes from a very wealthy home in California, and she said to me, "I must tell you, before I leave, I mentioned something during the year," so she came and told me this story, "that I'm going home and I'm not happy to be going home." So I said, "Why?" She said, "I come from a very wealthy home." I knew her home, a very wealthy family in California. And I had gone, during my year in Israel, she said, I'd gone to a family who I know from California, the girl comes from a very wealthy family also in California, and now she lives in a three-roomed apartment in Maalot Daphna with 6 or 7 children, and she has nothing in her home, this girl. She knows from her hometown. And she says, "I'm baffled, because when I went there for Shabbos, I had never in my life seen a happier, more motivated, more successful woman. And my mother, who lives in a mansion, has never in her life had one happy day like this woman has had. How can it be that my mother, who has so much, is always miserable, and this lady, who came from so much and has nothing, is so unbelievably happy and fulfilled and successful in her? Why is that so?" So I said to her, I couldn't think of, because she is doing avodas hamelech, and perhaps your mother isn't focused enough on avodas hamelech. It's unbelievable what an observation she had. She saw it. A woman, I'm not saying a woman has to live in poverty in dire straits, but it's Avodas HaMelech, the devotion, her care, and her, what she puts into her family, with or without the money. And this girl noticed it quite clearly. It's all Avodas HaMelech. It's Korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasech. The last of the three is V'Hachazireinu B'Seshuvah Shleima L'Fonecha. There are three types of Shleima, which we say always. There's something called Geula Shleima, there's something called Refuah Shleima, and if you've noticed, there's something called Tshuva Shleima. They all have one thing in common. When we say we're talking about the Geula Shleima, it means we'll never ever go back to Golus. Refuah Shleima is never ever to be sick again. Tshuva Shleima is probably the same, therefore, never to do it again. And Anshei Knesset HaGdolah told us to say that I want to reach the pinnacle of tshuva, tshuva shleima, to reach that I should never go back again. That's what my words are in front of the court. B'hachazireinu b'seshuva shleima l'fonecha. The problem is, how on earth do you reach tshuva shleima? How can you stand there and say, bring us back to a situation that I'll never again return to this line again, I'll never do that avera again? How can you reach tshuva shleima? How do you reach tshuva shleima? I have a suggestion, which is, I think, very topical, and it comes from HaChocham Mikol Adam. Shlomo HaMelech talks about tshuva in Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. You have the pasuk in front of you. I believe this is the only way you can ever reach tshuva shleima. It's a little bit of a history, but you'll appreciate the background, and then you'll see what does it mean by tshuva shleima. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's called the Chosam, he calls out to the Kala. This is what the Chosam says to the Kala. Shuvi, shuvi, come back, come back. V'necha zeboch, let's have a look at you. Ma techazu hashulamis. Sorry, shuvi shuvi hashulamis, shuvi, I'm sorry, I didn't stop. Shuvi shuvi hashulamis, shuvi shuvi v'nechazeboch. The Vilna Gaon explains that these four references of shuvi refer to four periods of Golus in Klal Yisrael. Shuvi after Bavel, shuvi after Paras u'Modai, hashulamis, because the Beis HaMikdash was still standing after the first two Golus. Shulamis means Yerushalayim, a remnant to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Shuvi after Yavon, the Shuvi after Edom. V'necha zeboch. Let's take a look. What does the Kala look like after all the periods of Golus? One period of Tshuva and another period of Tshuva. Four periods of Tshuva. Matecha zebach Shulamis. What is so unique about the Kala, about Klal Yisrael, after all the periods of Golus? Look at these strange words. Kimacholas hamachanayim, like the dance of the camps. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean that the eventual status of Klal Yisrael, after all the four periods of Golus, is going to look like the dance of the camps? What does he mean? Rashi says that the words Kimacholas hamachanayim refers to the time in the Midbar when Klal Yisrael traveled through the Midbar on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and each Shevet had a flag. Each individual Shevet was unique in its own flag. And they traveled with that, in the words of Rashi, Gedulas Hadagolim, with the greatness of the flags, the individuality of each Shevet. What does he mean? Rav Hutna, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained in the following way. This is what the Vilna Gaon meant when he said, after all the periods of exile, Klal Yisrael will come back and their greatness of Tshuva will be like the dance of the camps. Dancing always implies that you're jumping up. You come down again, but you get up again. A dance means you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down, and you're holding on to somebody else. You hold on to other people around you in a circle. Tshuva, before the Mashiach will come, will be represented by
each person individuality, that's what the flags mean, the individuality of each person reaching up himself with the help of people next to him in a community. Individual striving, that's the dance. Lifting up, you come down again, but you keep on trying, you keep on trying. A dance means you keep on going up again, up and up, with help from others around you. Tshuva Shleima can only be achieved if one stops looking at anybody else without any comparison and any contrast, but you look at yourself in the mirror and you see what you yourself can do and strive to achieve perfection in individual avodah. My own Birchas HaMozoy, my own Shmona Esrei, my individual Chesed, my Daf Gemara that I learned, it's my avodah with the help of other people around and conscious of other people around. That is the only way you reach, I'd like to suggest, Tshuva Shleima. Your own personal striving to try and lift yourself up with help from others, because that's the dance. That's the Mecholas HaMachanayim. There's a Gemara at the end of Tainis, and the Gemara says that La'asid Lava HaKadosh Baruch is going to make a circle of tzaddikim, and he will sit in the middle. And everybody will turn around and point to the tzaddikim and say, Zeh Hashem kivinu lai, magila v'nismecha boch. The Mefarshim explain, why a circle? Because everybody in a circle looking into the center always sees from a different angle. You don't see what I see, and I don't see what you see, because I see it from a different side in a circle. That's what it means. Zeh Hashem kivinu loch. This is how I reached Tshuva Shleima, through my avodah, and you did it through your way. Each person is different. I mentioned it at the table on Rosh Hashanah at this point. Someone turned around and mentioned to me and said that, yes, but also you go into each person's position on a dance. You see the other person's perspective as well. That's also Tshuva Shleima. In the dance, you reach his part and him. You see where he's coming from and he's coming from. That's also part of Tshuva Shleima. That's a little deal. But intrinsically, it means personal striving with help from a community, a minyan, chaverim, people together, the arevus of Klal Yisrael together. That's the only way you reach Tshuva Shleima, because it's your relationship with the Borei Olam, and you see where you make a mistake and you personally strive to lift yourself up, and that's the meaning of the Mecholas HaMachanayim, lifting yourself up. Therefore, the first words that I must search for are words of Torah, representing the chashivas of Torah and the growth in Torah. The second is recognizing the worlds of avodah, of the service of the King. Any courtier, any minister of the King holds himself with great, great dignity because he's working for the King. In England, you sometimes see these like people who are like a handmaid or a manservant. They hold themselves with great dignity. Why? Because they're working for the boss, they're working for the manager, they're working for the master. That's what it means here. Service of the King. My tefillah, my chesed, a woman's avodah. And there are numerous types of avodas amenach. But the kilva towards it is v'kovenu avinu malkenu l'avodah secha. Interesting how it says in the Torah is avinu and avodah is malkenu. Perhaps it means when you turn to Torah, you must understand it's a code as handed down like from a father to a son. That's the treasure of Torah. Service of the King is malkenu avodas hamelech. And tshuva shleima is the ultimate target. How? By personal striving. The bracha ends, Baruch Ato Hashem, Haroitze B'Teshuva. Interesting ending to the bracha. Why did Anshei Knesset HaGdola choose these words at the end? What does it mean, Haroitze B'Teshuva? We can ask a kasha. Mahu Rotze? Mahu Rotze Mimeni? In these 10 days. I've finished the first hearing. I'm in abeyance and pending for the second hearing. And now I'm waiting to come into the court on the second time in a few days' time, as Mahu Rotze. who rotze bitte shuva, not shuva, bitte shuva. The Maharal explains that the words bit shuva means you haven't arrived, you didn't reach tshuva shleima. It means a sincere resolve. You're beginning, you're starting. That's bit shuva. Hu rotze, in these, how can a person complete tshuva shleima in a few days? You can't. It's an ordeal, it's a long process, tshuva. But bit shuva means a clear resolve, a clear decision to try and improve. Involvement in tshuva. You'll turn around maybe and you'll say, but it's not tshuva shleima yet. Perhaps we can answer it in the following way. Why is bit tshuva, when we just said hachzireinu b'tshuva shleima, why does it ask me for an introduction, a footstep, a knisah into it, but I didn't get there yet? Why is that sufficient? In Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech describes the stages just before the Geula Shleima. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Yud Aleph Yud Beis, listen to these words. When eventually the time of the Mashiach will come, they're poetic, and there's a lot of imagery here, but I'd like to bring you how the Vilna Gaon explains what these words mean. We could start much earlier, but it's going to take too long. Look at these two sentences. Before the Mashiach will come, Hanitzonim niru ba'oretz. The blossom will already be seen in the land. Eis hazomir higia. The time of singing has arrived. Koil hator nishma ba'atzenu. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land, says the Vilna Gaon. Hanitzonim niru ba'oretz means this land retains tremendous kedusha in the earth. The Avos HaKadoshim are buried in this ground. The Beis HaMikdash is in this territory. Says the Gaon, the Luchos, Rishonos and Shniyos are in this Karak. It's not in England, they're not in America, they're in this land. So from this land, that fertile land for blossoming of future kedusha, because of the kedusha in the land, this is where the others are buried. This is where the Nevi'im are buried. The Luchos, the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's fertile to grow great yeshivas and places of ruchnias. The time of singing has come. In Chazal, the Geula will never happen until you reach what's called the Kates. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim explains. The Gaon explains it in all over in Shir HaShirim. The Yalkut explains it in Tehillim Perek Kuvvo. You need to reach the time. If you remember, Golus Mitzrayim ended after 400 years, not before. They didn't know when the 400 years would begin. Golus Babel needed 70 years. Golus Edom needs at least 4,000 years. 2,000 of Torah Vavoyhu, another 2,000 of Torah, and then from the year 4,000 till 6,000 is the time of Mashiach. The time has come. Eis hazomir higia. Koil hator, the voice of the turtle dove, says the Gaon, is a remez to the koil of Torah in our land. There are yeshivas here. And that's the circumstances in the land, nationally, for the Geula. Now, how will the Geula come about? Hata'ino chonto fagero. The fig is beginning to show its fruit, but a pack is a little unripe fig. Hagafonim, the vineyards, smodal, is beginning to show a little blossom of grapes. Nosnu reach, and there's a smell coming out. Kumi lachi, rayosi yofosi, ulechi lachi, lechi lach. Now get up, Klal Yisrael, and come towards me, Lechiloch, says the Chosan to the Kala, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Te'eno is not yet ripe, says the Gemara, says the book, the Gaon. Torah is compared, Noitzo Te'eno Yoichal Piria. Te'eno is Torah. young children studying Torah are called pagim, unripe fruit. It's a potential Talmud Chacham is coming out. He hasn't arrived there yet. Gefonim, the blossom is on it, says the Gaon. That refers to people who are getting used to doing mitzvahs. Nos Ureach is Baalei Tshuva. With that, Kumilach Rayosi Yofosi. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that the signs that the Gula will come about is when you don't have a finished product. You have young children or young girls who are learning Torah and growing. People who are smodai, beginning their mitzvahs, but they're not accomplished. They haven't been doing it for years. Nosnu Reach, says the Gaon, Baalei Tshuva, who are just beginning to keep Shabbos. People who are beginning on that, Kumilach Rayosi, that's where the Gula comes about. The land is fertile, the time is ready, the voice of Torah is heard in the land, but what will be the final stages before the Gula? Unripe figs, people who are beginning to grow in Torah, people who are beginning to kind mitzvahs, those are the signs. And that is why Anshei Knesset HaGdola says, HaRoitze Bitashuva. Bitashuva means that when you make a step and you haven't reached Tshuva Shleima, but that already is what Hashem wants. Ma Hurotze? Hurotze Pagim. Hurotze Smoda. Hurotze Unripe, but it's already beginning to shape faith. That is what he wants. You can't reach Tshuva Shleima in 5 or 6 days. You intend to reach Hachazireinu B'Tshuva Shleima, that's your target. But already the resolve in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that from now on I'm going to make more of an effort in my davening. I'm going to try harder in Shalom Bayis. I'm going to make greater efforts in when it comes to Birchas HaMazon. The efforts, the beginning, the stages, the primary stages, even though there's no fruit there. Zemashavuotze. Hurotze Bitashuva. Bitashuva means the beginning stages of tshuva. That's really what he wants. And that is what Anshei Knesset HaGdola asked us to say as our best defense when it comes to doing tshuva, to making inroads into this enormous mitzvah in these few days. We keep on crying over these next 10 days, continually. On Yom Kippur we say it at least 5 times. Al tashlicheinu milfanecha, v'ruach kodshecho al tikach mimenu. What do these words mean? What are we asking for here? I'll translate the words literally. Don't cast me away from you. V'ruach kodshecho, and your Holy Spirit, don't take away from me. For 1 minute, I'm not a Novi. What does it mean? It means that every single Jew has a Ruach HaKodesh. We think that Ruach HaKodesh is something reserved only for Tamid Chachomim or Nevi'im. Lo nachon. V'ruach kodshecho al tikach mimenu. It means every single Jew has a Ruach HaKodesh. We're asking Hashem that don't cast me away, because if you take away the Ruach HaKodesh, which I have, then I'll never make a move towards you. What does it mean? Ruach HaKodesh that we have means as follows. How can you possibly stand a whole day, not eat, not drink, without wearing shoes, and behave like a malach, and want Hashem to forgive you? It's Ruach HaKodesh. How can you possibly give your money away for charity when you lose money from your pocket? You don't gain anything from it, apparently. It's Ruach HaKodesh. What makes you say a brocha and be careful about the brocha you say before you eat? It's Ruach HaKodesh. We have in our spiritual makeup 3 different divisions. Nefesh is action. Ruach is speech and motivation. Neshama is thought. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Action, speech and thought. The ruach is what's called, it pumps us to be motivated. If a person eats non-kosher food, if a person watches movies which are completely incorrect, or reads novels, or reads information which takes him away from Kiddush, he loses his Ruach HaKodesh. It's called in Hebrew, Orlas HaLev. If you have no cheshek whatsoever for ever davening, it means your Ruach has been numbed. If you have no desire whatsoever to tell the truth, or you don't care about Shabbos Kodesh, or you don't care whether your davening takes you 1 minute or 10 minutes, that carelessness is a lack of Ruach HaKodesh. It is worn away when a person eats the wrong thing, says the wrong things, and eventually, lo yaleinu chas v'sholem, you become completely separated from your neshama, and in the words of Chazal, in the Torah, it's called kores. Your nefesh, you're cut away from any connection to ruchnius. Motivation and speech is governed by the ruach. There's a pasuk, and just a few minutes more, I just want to explain this to you. It'll help you a great deal in the whole avodah of tshuva. There's a pasuk in Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Kof Beis. Says the pasuk, Abia lechem ruchi. I will explain to you how your ruach works. Says the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, the ruach is a constant, continual power of momentum. When you do one mitzvah, you want to do another. It's called the ruach pushing you further. You're never happy until you do another mitzvah, and that's called nachas ruach. The Vilna Gaon explains that mitzvah gereres mitzvah and avera gereres avera is not a reward or a punishment. It's a natural outcome. Once you learn one daf of Gemara, you want to learn a second. Once you do one act of chesed, you want to do another. Once you do one aveira, you want to do another. It's the way the ruach, in modern day psychologists have the whole principle of Pavlov's dog, you do it again and again, but it's all in Torah. The meaning is, it's motivation. You keep on doing the same thing over and over again. That's the ruach. The ruach pumps you again to another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, or another aveira, and another aveira. The enormous question is, what happens if you've done 5,000 aveiras? How do you ever do tshuva? You're all the way down the line, you can't change. Says the Gaon, but there's enormous koyach of Torah. Torah is the greatest mitzvah, and leitzonus is the greatest aveira. Once you learn or become involved in Torah, Torah has such a magnetic pull, it pulls you all the way back, even though you've done many aveiras. That's why Torah is the biggest pull. That's why it says, Hashivei Norvinu L'Sai Yosecha. Torah pulls you back again in the right way that you have to go. That's the koyach of the magnet of the ruach in Torah. The koyach of Torah. Therefore, we beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Tashvicheinu Milfanecha, the ruach kodshecha, I have a ruach HaKodesh, so long as I keep your Torah and mitzvahs. Al tikach mimenu, but please don't take it away, because then I'll lose all interest. There's nothing worse than being totally apathetic. I have no interest in it, no interest in Yom Kippur, no interest in it's all because of Orel HaSaleh. You ate the wrong things, you said the wrong things, you did the wrong things. Eventually the ruach becomes so shrouded and so covered up, it's not alive anymore. It needs Torah to bring it back again, but Torah can bring it back again. You can't daven this bracha without the ruach pumping you more and more. Hashiveinu avinu v'sal yosecha, I want to grow, that's my ruach pumping me. Kolveinu malkeinu avayda secha is I want to find a way in the avayda of the melech, and I want to reach even shuva shleima v'achzireinu v'shuva shleima l'vanecha. The ruach is the speech. Behind all motivation is the speech. They work together. Speech and motivation go together in the ruach. That's how we generate ourselves towards doing shuva. I hope these points have made you a little bit more aware of what's behind this bracha, what's behind these words. They are, I believe, the best possible words, and Shekinesis Agdoila composed them in the way that we find the road back. There are three areas. in Torah, Avodas HaMelech, and Shuva Shleima.
But don't be disconcerted, because the Anshei Knesset Sadeh of the Torah, what you really have to do is Haroitze B'Tshuva. The steps are made. The Pagim on the Te'ena, the Smada on the Geffen, the beginning, the Nosnu Reach, is the starting again, the resolve again. This is what these words are telling us here.
Shenizke kolonu la'asos tshuva shleima, the nizke l'chtiva v'chatim atoyim v'besifron shal tzadikim v'yer v'shnas brocha v'hatzlocha in kalisa.
Amen. Are there any questions at all?
A good dimension.